NAVEDTRA 14338 Alpha, Quartermaster, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 10. 1. On a ship that doesn't have an aerographer's mate aboard, to what rating does the weather observation duties fall under? Quartermaster. 2. Near the surface of Earth, the percentages by volume of the various constituents in the atmosphere are approximately what percent of nitrogen, oxygen, argon, with minor traces of other gases such as carbon dioxide, hydrogen, neon, and helium? 78%, 21%, and 1%. 3. The equatorial belt of light and variable winds between the northeast trade winds of the northern hemisphere and the southeast trade winds of the southern hemisphere is called the doldrums, or what zone? Intertropical convergent zone. 4. What is the wind blowing above and counter to the trade called? Antitrade. 5. The areas of the subtropical high-pressure cells where the winds are light and variable are about 30 degrees north to 40 degrees north and 30 degrees south to 40 degrees south, which are called what? Horse latitudes. 6. In the polar cells, polewards of the polar front zone, the surface winds are known as the what? Polar easterlies. 7. Particles that readily condense moisture are known by what term? Hygroscopic nuclei. 8. With respect to clouds, the atmosphere is broken down into how many layers or étages? 3. 9. In the middle latitudes or temperate region, the low étage is from the surface to how many feet? 6,500. 10. Which type of clouds are detached clouds of delicate and stringy appearance, generally white in color, without shading? Cirrus, Charlie, India. 11. Which type of clouds, commonly called mackerel sky, look like rippled sand or like cirrus clouds containing globular masses of cotton, usually without shadows? Cirrocumulus, Charlie. 12. Which type of clouds are a thin, whitish veil that does not blur the outlines of the sun or moon but gives rise to halos? Cirrostratus, Charlie Sierra. 13. Which type of clouds are a layer or patches composed of flattened globular masses, the smallest elements of the regularly arranged layer being fairly small and thin, with or without shading? Alto cumulus, Alpha Charlie. 14. Which type of cloud looks like a thick cirrostratus, but without the halo phenomena? The altostratus is a fibrous veil or sheet, gray or bluish in color. Altostratus, Alpha Sierra. 15. Which type of clouds are a dark gray-colored, amorphous, shapeless, and rainy layer of cloud? Nimbostratus, November Sierra. 16. Which type of clouds are layer or patches of clouds composed of globular masses or rolls? Stratocumulus, Sierra Charlie. 17. Which type of clouds are a low, uniform layer of clouds resembling fog but not resting on the ground? Stratus, Sierra Tango. 18. Which type of clouds are dense clouds with vertical development? Cumulus, Charlie Uniform. 19. Which type of clouds are heavy masses of cloud with towering vertical development, whose cumuliform summits resemble mountains or towers? Cumulonimbus, Charlie Bravo. 20. Fog at sea is frequently formed through the process known as what? Advection. 21. The layer of atmosphere that surrounds us exerts a pressure of approximately how many pounds per square inch at sea level? 15. 22. The average atmospheric pressure at Earth's surface is how many inches, or 1013.2 millibars? 29.92. 23. Aneroid barometers normally can be read no closer than what? 0.01 inch. 24. What are the standard pressure-indicating instrument aboard ship and the type of barometers that quartermasters will encounter most frequently? Aneroid barometers. 25. How often should barometers be calibrated in accordance with PMS? Yearly. 26. What is a large body of air that has common temperature and humidity characteristics? Air mass. 27. Where distinctly different air masses touch, what is the boundary between them called, which is marked by cloudiness and precipitation? Front. 28. What is atmospheric pressure reported in? Millibars. 29. 1 atmosphere equals how many pounds per square inch? A bar equals slightly more than 0.98 atmosphere, and a millibar equals 1/1000th of a bar. 14.696. 30. The precipitation area of warm fronts extends about how many miles in advance of the surface front? 300. 31. What is a combination of a cold front and a warm front? Occlusion. 32. Ahead of a cold type occlusion, as the warm air is lifted, all clouds associated with a warm front are found producing typical prefrontal precipitation extensively for a distance of how many miles? 250 to 300. 33. What is the velocity and direction from which the true wind is blowing? True wind, tango whiskey. 34. What is the velocity and relative direction from which the wind is blowing in relation to ship's heading? Relative wind, Romeo whiskey. 35. What is the velocity and true direction from which the relative wind is blowing? Apparent wind, Alpha whiskey. 36. What is by far the most accurate method of determining true wind? Maneuvering board, Mike Bravo. 37. Most Navy thermometers are mercury-filled, and practically all of them use the Fahrenheit scale, where the freezing point of water is 32 degrees, and its boiling point is what? 212 degrees. 38. To change a Fahrenheit reading to Celsius, you first subtract 32 degrees, and then multiply the remainder by what? 5/9. 39. What are two ordinary thermometers mounted together on a single strip of material called? Psychrometer. 40. What is the temperature to which air must be cooled at constant pressure and constant water vapor content to reach saturation, 100% relative humidity? Dew point. 41. The electric psychrometer should be exposed to the ambient air for at least how many minutes before you read it? 5. 42. All ships taking surface weather observations must use what form? CNOC 3140/8. 43. One of the more common weather returns is produced by a squall line accompanying a cold front. The squall line may precede the actual front by only a few nautical miles, or by as much as how many nautical miles? 200. 44. What is the average range in nautical miles of detection for hurricanes? 200 to 250. 45. Most tornadoes move in a northeasterly direction at a forward speed of up to about how many knots? 45. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.